A Florida Dunkin' Donuts employee shot his father through the drive-thru. A Florida man asks police if he can drink a beer during his arrest. A Florida couple faked a $1 million lottery ticket by taping them together. And a Florida man shot a Good Samaritan during a McDonald's sauce argument. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast. And the only daily weird news podcast that does Florida Friday. All the weird news from this week from the state of Florida only. Here we go. A Florida Dunkin' Donuts employee shot his father during a drive-through shooting. The Dunkin' Donuts drive-through? He shot his father? Wow. Okay, let's unpack this zany escapade. The shooting took place on Monday at a Dunkin' Donuts, and it left one individual injured, sadly. Broward County Sheriff's Office say the gunman behind the shooting at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru was an employee of Dunkin' Donuts working at the time of the shooting. Just has his gun on him, you know? It's a Florida man working Dunkin' Donuts. You gotta have your gun on you everywhere you go. Why not just have your gun? You never know when you're gonna need to whip it out during when you're working the drive-thru. Someone might ask for extra cream and sugar, and you're gonna have to be like, you know what, man? I gave you enough cream and sugar. You got extra cream, extra sugar. What do you want? Extra, extra cream and extra, extra sugar? What do you think? We're just giving out cream and sugar? Investigators believe the employee got into a fight with his father while working the drive-thru at a Dunkin' Donuts when he began shooting. This is outrageous. Your father comes to your workplace and you blast him through the drive-thru window? Well, maybe he had it coming to him. What was he saying? I want to know. Let's find out what his dad said first before we judge. This is incredible, man. You get into a fight with your father at the drive-thru at your Dunkin's. You know, maybe he rolled up and he was like, you didn't take the trash out, Sam. You didn't take the trash out. Yeah, Dad, I'll do it when I get back from my work shift. I'm working 12 hours at Dunkin's today, all right? I got a lot of cream and sugar to give out to people today. And the father's like, no, you get back there on your lunch break and take the trash out, or I'm not going to take it. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to shoot you through the drive-thru. Shooting at your dad through the drive-thru. You can't make this up, man. Broward County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene of the shooting at 8:30 a.m. Monday. A little early to shoot your dad through the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Not that there's a perfect time to shoot your dad through the... There's really no great time at all. You shouldn't be shooting your dad through a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. We have a spokesperson for what? Doesn't say. Just a regular... Is it a Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson? Ooh, I'm going to give him a Boston accent if it is. The shooting occurred outside in the drive-thru area. Luckily, during all this, no one else was injured. This happened at around 8:30 this morning when people are getting their coffee, getting their breakfast, heading to work. Could have been much worse. They located him in the drive-thru area of the Dunkin' Donuts behind me, so outside of it. It says paramedics transported the injured father to a hospital for medical treatment. He's expected to survive. No arrests have been made. They're gonna have a family meeting over dinner about that. So let's talk about a few things. First of all, Netflix went up this month, so you're gonna have to kick in a few extra bucks for the Netflix. Also, you shot me at your workplace today, so let's deal with that. Your mother and I haven't decided whether or not we're gonna press charges, but yeah. A Florida man asked the police if he can drink a beer during his arrest. Very casual about his arrest, Florida man. Hey, can't let a beer go to waste, man. You get arrested with a beer in your pocket, especially if it's a nice icy cold one. Nah, might as well just crack it open. This story's out of Port Orange. A Florida man who was wearing sunglasses at night asked police to let him crack open another cold one shortly before he was arrested. What did he do? Well, apparently, he fired a gun during a dispute with a neighbor. Oh, boy. Drinking beers and firing guns, you know? That's the Florida man way. Just Florida man hobbies. The Port Orange police say officers responded to the dispute between the neighbors around 9 p.m. on Tuesday. Body cam video shared by the police department shows the complaining neighbor alleging that his neighbor drove by earlier, opening his window and, quote, telling me he was going to shoot me. Oh, that's just neighborly Florida man talk. That's all that is. At that moment, a shot can be heard in the area. Oh, boy. You see what I mean? The complaining neighbor says, this guy was going to shoot me. Pow, pow. See what I mean? Several neighbors were outside at the time of the gunshot as well. Officers followed the sounds and found the suspect. His name is Brett McPeak. He was outside in front of his residence. An officer in the video directs Brett McPeak to show his hands and stay where he is. Brett McPeak responds by saying, "Yo, I'm cracking this beer, okay? I'm gonna crack this beer, okay?" Well played, Florida man. The officer asks if Mr. McPeak has any firearms. He says no. The officer asks if there are firearms inside his house. He said yes. Speaking over his radio, the officer said, "McPeak has two beers in his hand." McPeak says, "This beer is cold, sir. I want to drink it." "I want to drink it. This beer is cold. Come check me," he says. "Come check me. This beer is cold, sir. I want to drink it. Come check me." The officer denies Mr. McPeak his drink, his mid-arrest beverage, to which he says, "Well, I'm going to drink this beer. Is that cool?" "I'm just going to drink the beer, man. It's cold. Hey, man, I'm not going to waste this cold beer. You arresting me?" He insists he's done nothing wrong. He then complies with orders to keep his hands up. He's arrested without incident. Did he drink the beer? This is amazing. You can't really argue with his logic. He's got a cold beer. It's a hot Florida night. Someone's got to drink that beer, you know? This reminds me of those old Budweiser Real American Hero commercials. It's like, "This guy's a real American hero. You're under arrest." "Yeah, I know. But first I'm going to crack this beer." I wonder, as they drove him to jail, did they play Freebird really loud on the police car radio? A Florida couple are arrested after allegedly faking a $1 million lottery ticket to try to win the grand prize. A Florida couple facing multiple felonies after allegedly trying to claim a forged $1 million lottery ticket at the Pensacola, Florida lottery. Dakota Jones, no relation to your author, and Kira Enders, a couple from Defuniak Springs, were charged with presenting a forged state lottery ticket, forging a lottery ticket with the intent to defraud, and grand theft of $100,000 or more. According to the county sheriff's office report, Enders and Jones taped together pieces of two $500x the cash Florida lottery scratch-off tickets to create a single winning ticket. Here's a quote from the report. "Each of those tickets were ripped horizontally and then carefully pieced together to become one fraudulently..." "Ripped horizontally and then carefully pieced together, taped together to become one fraudulently altered ticket using the top half of one of the actual tickets and the bottom half of the other. The fraudulently altered ticket visually shows that it is a $1 million prize winner, and it never occurred to them that barcodes exist." It never occurred to them that, I don't know, you ever look at a lottery ticket? There's a lot of, it's like computerized, man. There's like a record of it. How do you think they scan them? What do you think they should... What do you think scans, man, to see if you won? They scan that stuff into a computer and it goes back to the state. They got to, you know, they keep a record of how many tickets are out there, you know. That's how they know when they're, that someone's, they'll know if someone won a jackpot and has yet to claim it. They know that information because they know they have a record of every ticket. This barcodes, wow, these people are so, I mean, it's a bad idea, but it's probably a new idea. I don't know. I haven't seen this before. You would think I would have came across this ruse by now. All right, so here's how they caught them. Enders allegedly drove to the Florida Lottery's Pensacola office and submitted the official claim form for ownership and payment of the $1 million ticket. They're really following through. 6 days later, Enders called the Florida Lottery and spoke to Special Agent Richard Passanti and asked about the status of her claim. "Where's my $1 million? I got the ticket. I sent it in." Passanti, the agent, told her to meet him at a disclosed location to go over some paperwork. Jones and Enders then drove to Pensacola and met with Passanti, and both of them were immediately detained and separated for investigations. Says during the interview, the Florida woman Enders said she believed the single ticket was worth $1 million. She played and scratched off the ticket herself, she claimed. She also claimed she took the ticket to three stores to get it scanned, but all three told her the ticket wouldn't scan. This prompted her to take it right directly to the Florida lottery. She also has a story about why the ticket's so messed up. She says the ticket was in her car. It must have fallen out because she found it the next day and it got rained on. She stated she tried to scratch the ticket before it was dry and it started falling apart, so she taped it so it wouldn't get more ruined than it already was, quote. Despite the agent showing Enders that the words on the back of the ticket did not match, Enders said, what, they don't go together? And insisted that she just hadn't taped the ticket correctly. What, they don't go together? Now, Jones also spoke to Agent Passante, and the Florida man had a different story. He said he and Enders were walking down the road. They saw half of a lottery ticket. They said, what if that was a winner? He then told Agent Passante they found a second half of the ticket 50 yards ahead, and they took them home to blow dry the wet tickets. Jones stated that once scratched, the ticket said $1 million. He was like, no freaking way. So you can just picture him saying to the FBI agent, I was like, no freaking way that I found it on the ground. Oh my God, that's so cool. Jones advised that they did not buy the ticket, and he doesn't know what Enders told them, but that's the truth. All right, it says they are facing third-degree felonies under Florida law, maximum of 5 years in state prison for each count if they are convicted of the forgeries. Maybe while they're in prison, they'll learn how to properly forge lottery tickets and or make, you know, counterfeit bills. I mean, that's what you learn in prison, right? It's like college for criminals. A Florida man shoots a Good Samaritan during a McDonald's sauce argument. Another fast food shooting in Florida. They're so ubiquitous. Stories out of Zephyr Hills. Fly away on my Zephyr. I'll shoot you over sweet and sour sauce. A Florida man was arrested after he allegedly attacked and shot a Good Samaritan after he didn't get sauce from McDonald's. How do we know it's a Good Samaritan? They throw that word around quite liberally. They're like, a Good Samaritan. All right, well, you know. Can I see your Good Samaritan license? Like, how do I, you know. They call anybody a Good Samaritan that did a good deed, right? Well, I've done some good deeds. No one ever called me a Good Samaritan. I'm a Good Samaritan, man. Wesley Bullock, age 48, he's not a Good Samaritan. He's charged with aggravated battery after the incident that unfolded in Fly Away on My Zephyr Hills, Florida. Police were called to the McDonald's on Gall Boulevard for a shooting. When they arrived, they learned that Bullock had gotten into a fight with another McDonald's customer who was trying to help the drive-thru employee that Bullock was screaming at. Oh, boy. See, this is why you can't even get involved with these people. You try and defend a poor McDonald's or a fast food customer from an irate, or I should say employee from an irate customer, and next thing you know, you're shot. Oh, what a sad, sad world it is. Guys, let me try and make this funny, though, although I am sick as a dog. The victim said he saw Bullock in the drive-thru on foot, screaming and cursing at the employee because he didn't get any sauce with his order. Screaming and cursing at the employee because he didn't get any. What are you, a child? You're 48 years old, Bullock. What's wrong with these people, man? Screaming and throwing a tantrum like a child, 48-year-old man, because he didn't get sauce. And you get sauce! And then solve your problem with a gun. I mean, you got to be kidding me, man. This is like, we need exit strategies for this country, man. Okay. The victim saw... Okay, so he's screaming about the sauce. That's when the victim went up to Bullock and asked him to calm down. Bullock responded by allegedly grabbing his throat, punching him, triggering a fight that was eventually broken up by the McDonald's employee. The two men then got into their respective vehicles and drove away. The victim made his way to a nearby Speedway gas station where he was approached by Bullock. So Bullock went after him. Bullock allegedly cut him off and then got out of his car with a silver handgun that he eventually pointed at the man's forehead. Bullock pulled the trigger, but the gun did not fire, according to the affidavit. This is insane. Moments later, Bullock allegedly used the gun to hit the man in the head, causing a deep gash. Then Bullock either re-racked the gun or took the safety off and then pointed it at the man again. The victim stated that it was at that time he grabbed the pistol and fought Bullock for control over it because he was in fear of his life, obviously. He stated that he believed he was going to die. Of course he believed he was going to die. And all over some barbecue sauce, imagine. I want that sweet and sour sauce from my nugs, not ranch. Ranch is for hot wings. You don't even serve hot wings. The fight over control of the gun revealed an injury on the victim's hand, which was caused by Bullock allegedly biting his finger. He bit his finger. Bullock is also accused of firing a shot, causing a bullet to strike the man's pinky finger. He shot him in the pinky finger? The victim says he was able to get the gun away from Bullock, thankfully, put it in his car, and leave the gas station to call the police. This guy could have been killed, man. Whew, this good Samaritan. Yeah, I'm going to call him a good Samaritan now. Look what he did. He fought the good fight. He didn't have to do that. You shouldn't do that, though. You shouldn't get involved anymore. You just can't. You can't get involved. Police reviewed surveillance footage from both the McDonald's and the Speedway. Yeah, there's cameras everywhere. Are we all aware? There's cameras everywhere. When you get out of your car at a gas station and point your gun at a man's head, it's on camera. When you strike somebody inside a McDonald's, you're on camera. Oh, Florida man doesn't know he's on camera. Florida man doesn't realize cameras. Oh, dumb, dumb Florida man.
Yay!
Hey, my friends and loyal listeners of the Weird AF News podcast, thanks for spending some time with your buddy Jonesy. I appreciate it. Thanks to everybody who sent me Florida stories the past couple days. That was much appreciated. You made my job easier. And I really have to thank you for your support, your ongoing support of me and the Weird AF News podcast. I'm very grateful, grateful, grateful. I am, as I alluded to earlier, pretty sick. I have the flu, which is just what you want when you're traveling. You want the flu. If you can find a way to get yourself to a Thai medical clinic, if you that's what you want to do when you're traveling in Thailand. You want to at some point go to a medical clinic and try and get treatment. Why not challenge yourself? You know, while you're on a trip, challenge yourself. Make it as hard as possible. Go try and navigate a medical clinic in a country where you don't speak your language. Good stuff. Anyways, we figured out I have the flu and I'm on antibiotics. And yeah, I got a pounding headache and my kidneys feel like they're about to jump out of my back. Other than that, I'm perfect. It's also 118 million degrees here, so I can only go outside for about a minute before I feel like I'm going to die. Yeah, this is a great move, guys. Just a word of advice. Make sure you like look into the weather before you go somewhere and like really dig deep into it. You know what I mean? Just figure out what's going on. I'm an idiot, is what I'm saying. I'm a freaking idiot. I'm the biggest idiot ever. And this is what I get. Anyways, I'm just a mess right now. Anyways, I love you and I appreciate you. And if you want to support the show, it's my birthday tomorrow, Saturday, and I'm just going to probably be spending it in bed alone. This is going to be one of the worst birthdays ever. I'm going to be in a tiny little studio with the flu in Bangkok for my birthday. How's that? How is that? If you had told me that this would have been my birthday a couple years ago, I would have said you were crazy. But yeah, so anyways, it is my birthday on Saturday. If you want to buy me a coffee or join the Patreon or one of those things, or send me a PayPal, you just go to weirdafnews.com, the website. You could do everything. You could do everything from there. And or just send me an email if you want to. Send me an email, funnyjones@gmail.com. Or you can call and wish me a happy birthday too, 646-450-2012. All right. I love you. Good night.